listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We need your attention. The Surgeon General has a new warning on screen use, and you will find a relevant article for you at the at dailysignal.com. It's an article from Annie Chestnut Tudor and Autumn Azioli, and they're contributing to this article. Parents, heed this, the Surgeon General's new warning on screen use. And here to walk us through some of the conversation, Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation. Emma, thanks for taking the time. I was going to say the time away from your screens to come, but you're probably on a screen joining us via the internet.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a thing, but you know, there's good and bad. And we appreciate you taking the good time on the screen to connect with us to share more on this warning from the Surgeon General.
Absolutely, Steve. And this is such a groundbreaking report, and it's entitled The Surgeon General's Warning on the Harms of Screen Use. And it begins with this catchy message that says, scroll less and live best, which I think a lot of people intuitively connect with. We're happier when we're outside, when we're eating good food, when we're with friends and family instead of just scrolling on our phones. And yet the temptation to do that, especially if we're bored or have a down moment or struggling to fall asleep at night, is all too real. But the fact that the Surgeon General issued such a strong warning on it means that not only is there a lot of science to back this up and say that this isn't just something that you think is true, but there's actually a real impact this has on your physical and mental health. But it's potentially the first start in seeing real reforms around our use of screens in schools, at work, and hopefully in the home as well. Because if you keep in mind, back in the 1960s, the Surgeon General's report on smoking and health was the linchpin report that ended up radically changing how Americans thought about smoking. It went from something that even ads showed pregnant women smoking as, quote, perfectly safe, when in reality it was far from safe for anyone to do. And 60 years later, multiple decades later, there's now a really well understood approach to smoking that realizes the harms of it and limits it as much as possible. And the hope is that this report on screen time will over time have a similar effect. And I think what's really interesting about the article is that, one, the reality is that the majority of Americans own a smartphone, and over 57% of children report being on a screen between 4 and 12 hours a day. And the report makes the point that the amount of screen use that children have today could exceed the amount of time that they're investing in things like sleep or school, which is insane to think about. Imagine screen use being the top thing that you do. Of course, that's going to shape you, and often in not very good ways. And so the takeaway isn't that all screens are evil. I'm delighted that I can be on my screen to chat with you right now, but that we actually need to be stewards over our technology and not let technology run our home and run our lives in a way that's contrary to our good.
Yeah, you know, and a couple things come to mind as far as the spiritual and physical, you know, mental health of society, not just kids, but they're developing still. So there's a little bit of difference there, where, you know, as compared to adults who, you know, you hope have developed by now, but recently I've had conversations with different people, experts, doctors, and experts in culture that have done the research that, you know, mom and dad, I want you to hear this. Those times spent with mom and dad off the screen doing conversations or games or outdoors, or they have the opposite effect that the screens would have when it comes to your mental and physical health. So some encouragement there. And I would tell you this, there's all kinds of resources out there, but focusonthefamily.com is a great place to find resources. What can we do? Well, there's plenty of things for families to be doing off the screen. It's I'm old enough, Emma, that, you know, this is in my life, it's a relatively new thing, and I'm as guilty as many. Are you finding in your sphere of influence families that are finding ways to combat this?
Yes, indeed. And actually, one of my dear friends, Claire Morell, who works at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, another conservative think tank in DC, last summer, she published a book entitled The Tech Exit. And it's all about empowering parents with the tools they need to conduct a digital detox and rethink their relationship with technology. Not banning all technology from the home, but learning how to steward it well. And thankfully, Claire's family has embodied this. And I know a number of families, ours included, where in our generation of younger millennials and Gen Z, we've seen the harms of technology because we grew up with this technology. Most of us don't really remember a time prior to it. The iPhone came out in 2007 when I was, I think, 10 years old. And so I technically remember a time without the iPhone, but it shaped my entire adolescence and adulthood. And because of that, we've seen the harms of it. So there, I think, is a growing movement, especially of younger families, really rethinking the approach here, delaying screen use for as long as possible. So not buying that iPad, not buying that screen toy that talks to your kids. I mean, my family actually doesn't even own a TV right now, which doesn't mean that we're anti-movies. We find other ways to use projectors or laptops if we want to watch a family movie. But I think being very practical about what are the things that you want to build your family around and what's the family culture you want to create. So we have a rule of no phones at the table. And so occasionally my husband or I will say, okay, we're going to intentionally break the rule to pull up this really funny picture we have to show you as part of this conversation. So we can go get our phone, we can show it, but then we go put it back away. And so the hope is that as our children are growing up, we'll have the chance to really connect with them and eat meals together and look each other in the face rather than just having zones of the house where it's all too tempting to disconnect from each other. And so, yeah, so I think the Tech Exit by Claire Morell is probably one of the best resources I've seen recently for tackling just very practical steps for how does your family navigate technology? And then also thinking through the bigger question of what is the family culture you want to create? And what are the memories you want to have with your children inside the home, but as well at school and encouraging schools? There are multiple states now that have actually passed laws banning the use of cell phones in schools. It's called Bell to Bell. And so children are increasingly not going to have access to their cell phones during school. A lot of schools are rethinking the use of Google laptops. So I think we're seeing a lot of positive momentum in this direction, but we certainly have a long way to go.
I would totally agree. And going back to a spiritual application, you know, you brought up a word that I love that you brought it up, stewardship. And often on this radio station, you know, we have programs and conversations about stewardship of our finances, of our marriage, of our investment in our kids, and the time that you mentioned. And it's something we'll be held accountable for. And I think it, better sooner than later, we create a habit, good habits, of using the time we have well and how it's intended to glorify the Lord, really. But a great article, again, at dailysignal.com, Parents Heed the Surgeon General's New Warning on Screen Use by Annie Chestnut Tudor and Autumn Zioli. And our time spent today with Emma Waters. Emma, some great insight. I appreciate your input there. And as always, look forward to having you back on again to touch on more relevant issues. And, you know, people don't need to wait, right, for us to talk about these. They'll find plenty of other things to look at, and that will be certainly connecting with their life at dailysignal.com.
Yes, that is absolutely right. For any story that you've heard or stories you haven't heard about, Daily Signal always has an interesting article diving deeper.
Yeah. Thanks again, Emma, and we'll connect real soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.